This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
All right, Steph Curry's coming.
The chef.
Right. Steph Curry's coming. That's all you got to say.
Right.
All right. Hey, look, this is when you do these live remotes, things happen. And
I thought he meant 30 seconds.
Nah, number 30.
Yeah, there he is.
He's entering the building, Steph Curry.
Yes, sir.
Steph, how you doing, man? Good to see you. What's going on? Thank you so much for joining us. And how's it going, man?
It's going great. Can y'all hear me?
Can hear myself. There we go. Yeah, it's going great. Just finished a great professional practice.
What's that mean?
Just discipline, details, short and sweet. And we're trying to keep the vibes going. Wins are nice, but you still know we're still trying to get better, put things together. And welcome JK back tomorrow. Should be fun.
I mean, is it fair to say what we've all seen is real, that Jimmy getting here has energized you and Draymond and the whole team and has made you more of a believer that you could do something special this year?
That's what the trade signified when we did it, and you still have uncertainty whether it's going to work or not, but it puts everybody on edge. It gives you a sense of urgency to, figure out what it looks like on the court on both ends. And I think from the jump, obviously our record shows the new life that we have and how good Jimmy is and how good of a fit it is. But I think we're patient enough to know we have a long way to go. And so the building blocks from where we were pre-trade to where we are now, I like where we're at. I think we're all, like you said, energized and rejuvenated and optimistic that we can compete with anybody. But, you know, we have whatever, 18, 19 games left. We just want to solidify a playoff series, and that's it.
Right. The chef, Steph, I'm so happy for you and the fans and the team, because I remember you at the one of the post-game press conferences, and you're my barometer. I was like, man, he kind of despondent. We ain't built to come back. But walk us through where you were at when you got the news that Jimmy was coming to town and your thoughts.
That was a wild whirlwind of a day. We were about to play Utah, and rumors, talks, conversations, what ifs, and then it happens. So first you're upset because you're losing guys that you went to war with, you know, Wiggs especially, who helped us win a championship and saw him flourish for the whatever 5 years he was here. Dennis, Kyle, Lindy, seeing them guys go, who were a big part of early in the year. And then you think about the future. Yeah, we're excited that Jimmy was here. We were, again, understanding of who he was as a superstar, and the idea that he plays basketball a very similar way, trying to, as he would say, make the right play. But he demands a presence, and it's a guy that you have to worry about out there on the floor. And you can see it's helped me and Draymond, but I think overall it's helped everybody else more, because he makes guys around him better, and he does it really naturally.
Well, when you first heard either his name brought up for the first time, there was some stuff out there that Warriors are maybe a little concerned with Butler's presence in the locker room, and you know, this is a team that's been together for a while, or at least its core. Did you have any of those, or that's just stuff from the outside that you don't pay attention to?
There's noise everywhere.
You told us you hear everything.
I hear everything. You try to filter through everything, too, to know what's real and what's not. I talked to Draymond. I talked to Mike Dunleavy, who was his vet in Chicago back in the day, and they spoke so highly of who Jimmy was. When the family feuds, it's obviously tough, and I know him and Miami have, you know, had a history of winning, and also didn't end the way that they wanted to, but when we talked and understood Jimmy was going to be here, it was just about, you know, showing up, being a professional. He's motivated to win, and that's everything that I heard. And when you get locked in, Jimmy, it's the absolute best, and it's our job collectively to keep that energy going.
You guys just went on a road trip, and you were in Brooklyn, Steph, and the Brooklyn fans were chanting MVP. Just, I know you didn't heard it all, but just walk us through that. When you're in enemy territory, MVP, and they're talking about the visitor.
I like that because it means you're winning. You don't get the MVP chance if you're down 20 on the road. So there's just a big idea of, you know, Dub Nation travels. Like, we've had a really good presence in a lot of different, you know, arenas, and when you're winning and the vibes are good, like, you appreciate those environments, because that's the thing. Talking to any ex-pro who's played in this league, I don't care if you're a star or whatever, you miss that adrenaline rush, that not only the competition on the court, but, you know, the fan interaction and engagement, like, that all matters, and it means something. And so I definitely appreciate it.
I mean, we all see what kind of Jimmy's done on the court. Are you surprised he's been able to cure your bilateral tendonitis?
I was worried, Steph, early.
Nah, it's still there.
How are you feeling? My way of saying that.
I feel good. Like, I think the idea is I've learned my body this year more than I have, you know, had to in the previous years. Obviously, the ankle injuries early in my career, coming off the hand surgery, whatever, 5-6 years ago, into what this year was. So I've learned my body, learned what it needs to do to get right. Over the last 2 months, I've been able to kind of commit to that process. And it helps, obviously, to have another guy where the load isn't as demanding,
right,
physically and emotionally every single game. Doesn't mean that I'm not approaching it the same way, but it feels different. And like I said, when you're out there, I'm the way that we've handled the minutes when I'm off the court, and Jimmy's been able to run the show, and guys are, Moses is playing great. BP, when he was healthy, was playing great. We still don't even have JK back. Like, when the vibe and everything on the court, it does help because you're not carrying that load. So, it's been an interesting year all the way around for sure.
Let me ask you this, because I know as much as you can share with us, 2022, you shocked the world. Nobody saw the Warriors winning it. You guys got off to that great start. This season starts, and I'm like, I don't know. And then you make the trade. But, Steph, I told Stani and the listeners, I mean, you're as frisky as all outdoors. You got a pep in your step. Do you think about number five? Can you taste it? Do you feel something?
We talked about it. Somebody asked me this summer, like, what are you still playing for? That's literally the only thing you're playing for. And when you feel far away from it because you don't have a consistent, you're not rewarded consistently with wins on a nightly basis, or there's growing pains with a team, it does kind of, you know, knock at your confidence and your ability to imagine what it's like to be, you know, a relevant contender. And like I said, I like where we're at right now. I think we have what it takes to do it. But I'm not fast forwarding to saying, oh, we're a championship team right now, because we have another level to get to before we get to a playoff type environment. And I'm excited about that challenge. All I wanted to be is in the fight. All I wanted was a chance. All I wanted was an ability to look across the Western Conference and say, yeah, we can go toe-to-toe with whoever. And I feel like we're knocking on that door.
Steph Curry joining us, courtesy of the River Islands guest line on 95.7 The Game. Guru and Steiny here at Chase Center. Warriors just finished up practice. Where did Night Night come from?
We all want to know.
Denver game 3 in 2022. Me and Andre, there was one possession right before I made a layup down the stretch, like less than a minute left. He was up on the sideline. He was barking at everybody, and I was like, no, I got this. I'm going to put him to sleep right now. And I said that to him. It just mouthed it. I didn't do the sign or nothing. I made the layup, and I did like a little quick of the first quick night, and then it kind of just evolved from there. So it's been a whirlwind, just seeing how many people have kind of attached to it in other sports, and you know, signifying like, yo, the job is done. So even seeing fans start to like encourage, like, oh, I need a night tonight. And it's like, well, we got 48 minutes to play first, y'all too demanding.
Now I'm looking at you. You're in phenomenal shape, and your buddy LeBron James gets a lot of credit for his physique and his fitness at his age. But Steph, I feel like you get slighted. I'm looking at you. How long can you play? Because right now you just got a bounce in your step, man.
I don't know. I've tried to answer that question before, and I've said a lot of different things just based on how I feel that day. But I think, you know, it's all kind of measured on what the style of can I get to that level that I expect for myself. It's not really attached to like points per game or stats thing. It's just a feeling like, can I dominate a game? Can I play my style for 30 plus minutes? And then you kind of reevaluate every year. So I know how my contract's lined up, and I'd like to outplay that for sure.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How long that goes, I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I would like, you look at a guy like Tim Duncan, and he just kind of wound down into a real good role player. I think it's different for guards, and I'm like, that's one thing I've been curious about is if you look at what your role may become over the years, or you think to yourself, I'm going to be Steph Curry in 2 or 3 years, and I'm going to be the same guy. Or will you eventually make some kind of adjustment?
No, I think it's just a matter of having clarity on to be able to answer that question and know, like, nobody wants to be naive to think, oh, I'm still that guy, and you're not, and you have a system built around you, and you have expectations built around, you know, that type of team. To that point, we're not there. What it looks like down the road, I'll figure that out. But I love the game, and I think the fact that I still show up and still have as much fun as I do every single night, that to me is the blessing and the beauty of where I'm at, about to turn 37. Just like I feel the exact same like a kid when I'm out there playing. It does take me a little longer to get there, you know, the pre-warm-up stuff and the recovery days and all that, but I still can get there.
Well, like let me throw it to you this way. Like, down the line, could you ever see yourself coming off the bench?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I think everything's on the table. To the question of defining, like, how long do I want to play? What is it going to take for me to do that? I'll answer those questions, but I'm open to anything. I just, if it means I can win, nobody wants to just be around just existing. If it means I can win, I'd approach it anyway.
Talk to us about how proud you were, because I am of the Bay Area. You hosted some parties for the All-Star game. And, Steph, I do got to ask you one personal question. Why no three-point contest?
I've been there, done that.
Yeah,
man.
I just had to ask.
We were trying to get the me and Sabrina part two back, and it just didn't work out. I think we'll come back to that at some point. I know it's not in the Bay, but to have Draymond, Moses, and the Skills join, for me to show up at All-Star Game and get the MVP, it was a good ending to the weekend. I was super proud of the entire Bay Area, man, just because of the way that it showed up, representing the history of basketball culture here. Everybody who came said they had an amazing time. They saw the Bay in a different light, and I loved the experience. So, yeah, it was fun.
You guys really think you can win it?
Absolutely. That's why we're juiced to be in this position. I mean, how many teams think they can win it right now? Probably, what, 8 to 10?
I'd say 8.
Maybe how many 8-ish? Have won it 4 times?
You know what I'm saying? There's 8 to 10 teams every year, 6 to 8, 10 teams every year that think that they can win it. You want to be in that category. Does it mean it's going to happen? We'll see. But I like the idea that we can confidently say on a night to night, we can figure out how to beat anybody.
Let me ask you this. Like, why if you were to win it all, what would be the reason you'd win it all? And then what would be the reason that would get you beat?
There are some really good teams out there. You could look at Boston, Cleveland, OKC, Denver, the records teams that have three of those teams who have won it before. So you think about experience. But for us, we have that experience on our side. We have a good balance of veteran presence, youthful energy. I think the fact that since the trade, our roles have been clearly defined. Our rotation's pretty consistent from a night-to-night perspective. It might get a little tighter as you get closer to playoffs, but having your 9-10 guys that are going to play, the bulk of the minutes, who's going to be out there on the floor, that clarity has given us a lot of confidence. But at the end of the day, me, Draymond, Jimmy, we've all been around. We know what it's like to be in a playoff series, to have to figure out that specific opponent and how to beat him 4 times. And like I said, if you get us in that scenario, we like our chances. So
so I shouldn't take the field this year?
Was this the same room we were in? No, it's a different room.
The year I took the field, that was the Lakers year. It the year before.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do that? That wasn't the same year? Yeah. I messed up.
They was coming off a championship.
I got you.
Steph,
I'll let you put the odds out there. We'll do our stuff.
They just got
the
a lot better, I'll tell you that. Man, I am so excited about the rest of this season in the playoffs, but to appreciate the good, I'm one of them. You got to remember the bad. But Steph, how much did you pay attention to last year when you guys did make it, lost to the Kings? Like, how much did that fuel you to where you're at now? Because I ain't gotten over it.
Well, personally, I had plenty of time to sit on my couch, watch the playoffs, get ready for the Olympics.
So you do watch?
Oh, yeah, I watch. I watch a lot. But I was getting ready for the Olympics last summer and was motivated to get back into high-stakes basketball. And then, obviously, that played out great. This year, we got off to a great start and then, hit a lot of challenges. And at the end of the day, like, you just appreciate, because of being 16 years in the league and how many times we've done this and being with one franchise and trying to recreate this, with another iteration of this team, like, all of that stuff just brings out the best in you. And so, you think about that, you got to appreciate the down. Like, even before 22, we were so far away from the mountaintop and figured out a way to climb back to it. And, for us to even just have a consideration like, oh, we're in six, like, we jumped 5 spots in 3 weeks up the conference standings, like, that, who would have thought that 3 weeks ago? So I like where we're at. We just got to stay present, man. Everybody's going to, as they should, compare us to what it looks like to hang another banner. But we know what it takes to take our time and take the baby steps to get there.
Is it, like, physically, I mean, you're going to be 37. Jimmy's up there. Draymond's up there. There's never been a team with 3 core players of your age. The Bulls with Jordan and Rodman had Ron Harper, but Scottie was a little younger. I mean, do you think about where you're at in your career and how unbelievable this would be?
Man, I think about it all the time. I even think about how unbelievable it's been to be where we are right now. So you just kind of recreate that that confidence and that internal belief. Like, even the fact that I'm, most people didn't think I'd still be playing at this level at the age that I'm at. So we defy odds consistently. So why not do it again?
So we heard you got a new job, assistant GM at Davidson. Talk to us, Steph.
It's a pretty cool opportunity with myself, Aisha, the Berman family, alumni from Davidson. This 8-figure pledge that we've committed to both the men's and women's basketball teams. I know it's a very competitive landscape in college basketball right now, but the experience that I had at Davidson and the ability to commit to a program and be there 4 years and understand what it's like to represent the Wildcat program, for me, I wanted to make sure we had that a competitive advantage and be a resource. So I'm excited about the opportunity. We just got a big win in the A-10 today against Richmond.
Nice.
Shout out to Kenny Atkinson. It's about just supporting, my alma mater, who I want to recreate that experience that I had, that I've benefited from, the teammates that I got to play for. Coach Bob McKillop has established an unbelievable program. Matt McKillop, now the head coach. So we're in it for the long run.
All right. Well, we just wanted to say happy birthday to you. We know,
appreciate it, fellas. Did you bring your jersey?
No, but I brought something for you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so for those of you that don't know, Steph and I go way back to 2000 and what was it, 9?
9.
When Steven Jackson said, get me out of here, and Monte said that he couldn't play with you. Steph was nice enough to gift me an autographed jersey on my 60th birthday. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I was a little Division III player. So I decided to return the favor, and I played for the Franklin and Marshall Diplomats.
Look, the Diplomats. Yeah. Look at that.
And I figured I'd sign one for you.
Yes.
And it's to Steph from a true point guard,
yeah.
Matt Steinmetz, because I only average about 11. I was pass first, but want to say happy birthday to you, and I felt like I had to return the favor.
I'm happy to be a part of the Diplomat family for a day.
Another small school.
I had like a chant or something.
The fact that we got Diplomats as a nickname, that brings enough grief onto it. But it's a great Division III academic school in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
That's strong. You got the same colors as my high school, so we're cool. We'll take that.
Sweet, man. Well, happy birthday. Keep it going. Right. Best of luck to you, as always.
Good luck, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right.
You gave it to him. Yeah.
Steph Curry making another championship run. I mean, who would have thunk it?
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week.
We can't wait to meet you there.